I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Posse Tempo. I mean, this is reflex. Rob DeWalt. He's with the Posse Tempo, which is the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Welcome. Sorry, I don't usually guys mixed up.
I can be Robert Knott if you want. That's fine.
Okay, start singing.
No, I don't really do that.
So then you're Rob DeWalt.
Okay.
And we love you just the way you are.
I got a song.
Happy New Year.
I got a song. Blackbird screaming in the dead of night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Birds falling out of the sky everywhere.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. But there might be a clue in the cover story of the Posse Tempo today about Cyphers, the web series. It's got kind of an environmental bent to it, and little secrets are sort of... That and Roy Orbison are let loose.
Yes.
That's really loud.
Oh,
wow.
We'll turn it down.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
We're adjusting our volume here. Happy New Year. So it's we're gearing back up into the new year. It's kind of the first week of January is a kind of a slow moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a slow moment. And I think especially because of the economic state, things are a lot slower, you know, than they were last year. I mean, I can just tell by looking at the calendar how much slower it is.
Yeah, well, and also, I mean, somebody I know was trying to go to a restaurant, and every place she called was closed because the first week of January, I guess people go on vacation and close their restaurants.
Well, a lot of restaurants actually close either during the Thanksgiving break or right after the Christmas break to do deep cleaning, repainting, cleaning out the hood vents, cleaning out the ducts, you know, and stuff like that, getting ready for spring.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning comes early in the restaurant business.
Cleaning out the ducts is very important.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We don't like sitting in smoky places where the grill is filtering into the rest of the...
No. It can create smell issues.
Smell issues.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the arts, okay, let's start with Little Wing. So, it's a quadrifecta of art. I got a notice from Little Wing, which is the Candyman's artistic venue. A Night to Remember, it's a quadrifecta of art. Artist Dara Wills works on paper. Adrak from the Family Moons Collective Spinning. New Mexico favorite electro breaks, techno, and trance. And Justin Bransford Quartet. And Things That Are Heard. What do you know about this?
Things That Are Heard?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know much about anyone else. I know a little bit about Dave Wayne and Things That Are Heard. You know, if you like jazz, if you like experimental music, if you like technical playing, it's something to go and check out.
And it's tonight from 5:30 in the afternoon to 11:30 at night.
Yep.
That's a long night.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay for the whole thing. They'll unlock the doors for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's entries on a sliding scale, so...
That's nice, too.
There's something for everybody. I mentioned Little Wing in my column today. They actually did a bunch of fundraising on Kickstarter.com for their After School of Rock program.
Nice.
And there's basically the fundraising that they did provides scholarship opportunities and raises money to buy instruments for folks and stuff like that. And registration for classes. There's also classes for adults. And those I think the winter classes start... Gosh, 3 days from now. So if you want to be a rock star, you better start signing up. You can go to, CandymanLittleWing.com or LittleWing.com. Google Little Wing Candyman.
Yes.
And you can find information about their rock school.
And there's other things going on there, too, on the 9th. What day is the 9th? Is that Monday?
Yep.
Okay,
no,
Monday.
No. 9th is Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, that's right. Voice Movement Workshop with Marjorie Morgan, who is a Boston-based choreographer and voice hyperactivist. So, and that's in the tradition of Roy Hart Theater in France. Very interesting.
Voice hyperactivist?
Voice hyperactivist.
All right, then.
And
anyway.
And there's even more going on there, so check it out. Marjorie Morgan and Ross Hamlin are collaborating on the 12th. What day of the week is that? They never put the days of the week. The 12th
is going to be,
Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and that's the hyperactivist. So old friends and collaborators from Boston meet for a night of music and dance. It says, imagine Gillian Welch meets John Cage. Just saying.
I heard the show yesterday with Craig Monson.
Yes, nuns behaving badly.
Tales of Music, Magic, Art, and Arson in the Convents of Italy.
It's actually a wonderful book. It's more scholarly than you might think with that title.
No, it's fun stuff. It's really fun stuff, and it was a great interview. Anyway, there's a signing and a discussion, what, tonight?
Tonight.
5 p.m. at Garcia Street Books over there at 376 Garcia Street. There's also a story on page 18 in today's Boston Tiempo. Really entertaining stuff. I didn't know a lot of things about these nuns that I know now that I'm
it
not
is
sure
very
I want to know.
Well, it's very interesting. Like, as they practiced casting love charms and spells so that they could get the boyfriend they wanted, they were put in a convent because the family was only, there's like there's a rich family that had only women in it. Basically, lots of girls had been born and all the guys had died out. And so the last remaining male turned the family mansion or whatever into a convent. And the women then suddenly went from being upper class ladies to being nuns. And eventually they burned the place down.
Because they just didn't like the digs, right?
That's correct.
They were like, well, the curtain's just not working
it's
for
not
me.
It's not the digs.
Pass
they didn't
me
like
the kerosene.
Being nuns.
They didn't like, oh, it was worse than the decor.
Yeah, yeah. And then there were these, I mean, some of them were incredible musicians, and then they were divas, and then they were at each other's throats, and it just goes on. It's great.
Wow.
So that's, what time is that at?
That's at 5 o'clock tonight.
At Garcia Street Books.
At Garcia Street Books. Do you know what Zumba is?
Zumba, yeah. It's
what
like an
it?
It's an exercise kind of class that involves Latin music.
That involves Latin music.
Yeah.
So you like Latin music.
I like Latin music. I haven't been to a Zumba class, but it's been recommended highly that I go to Zumba class.
Well, check this out. Tonight, and this is, I think, becoming a very, it's kind of a regular thing, I think, but Zumba dance party with Team Everything.
Team Everything?
Well, it's just a couple of promoters in town, but the Zumba dance party, I believe, is early in the evening at Corazon. That's not reflected in the Paso Tiempo calendar. But later that night is DJ Miss Ginger performing as DJ Shark Siren. And she might just go as Shark Siren and drop the DJ. The DJ is silent in this case. But there's going to be all kinds of house and down-tempo electro and stuff
like that.
Let's
hope her DJing isn't silent.
No, it's not. But I would pay to see that. I'd want my money back afterwards, but I'd pay to see it. And that's 9 p.m. is the Heartbeats party. That's when Shark Siren is going to bring it on. And that's, that's tonight.
But that's Zumba?
Well, there's a Zumba dance party earlier in the evening.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not exactly sure what time it starts. I want to say 5:30 or 6:30, but, you know, don't quote me on that. And then the dance party starts at 9 p.m. So you can get all sweaty doing Zumba, and then you can get even sweatier
dancing
later.
Yeah, the borderline between Zumba dancing and later dancing may be slightly fuzzy.
Well, all they have to do is bring a hose out back, and people can go out back and then just hose off.
And get icicles on them, and then come back in with the icicle costume that melts all over everybody.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Tonight at Collected Works Bookstore at 5 o'clock is a photography reception and book signing with Tony Stromberg, Lynn Pomerantz, Greg Albrecht, and Jackie Fleming. And they're exhibiting photographs from the first annual Sky Dog Award for Equine Photography. The photographs are hanging in Collected Works Bookstore. So apparently they got so many wonderful photographs. Tony Stromberg, we've had on the air a couple of times. He's a great horse photographer. And the Sky Dog Wild Horse Sanctuary or Wild Horse Reserve is a wonderful place that basically rescues wild horses, and they've got some land in south of Santa Fe. And at 7 o'clock, there will be a free sneak preview screening of James Anaquad Kleinert's recently completed star-studded new film, Wild Horses and Renegades. And we had both Jackie Fleming and of the Cimarron Sky Dog Reserve and James Anaquad Kleinert on the radio earlier this week, and he's finishing up a new edit of this film. So it really is brand new, never seen before. And the reason the horse sanctuary is called the Cimarron Sky Dog Reserve is because apparently that was one Native American name for horses. They called them sky dogs because they thought of them as big, spiritual, dog-like animals that came from the sky.
Wow.
Anyway, it should be a very interesting pair of events. The film screening is at 7. The reception and viewing of the photographs and hanging out with all those guys is at 5. And then after the film, about 8:30, there will be a question and answer with the filmmaker. So lots of things happening at Collected Works Bookstore, which is at 202 Galisteo Street in Santa Fe, and collectedworksbookstore.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on Monday, Pasatiempo staff writer and music critic James Keller is going to be signing copies of Chamber Music, A Listener's Guide. I heard your interview with him a couple of days ago. It was very good. He's so witty and so articulate. If we could bottle his essence and send it to Washington, we could just douse the place in Ode to James, and everything would be better.
Everything would be better.
Everything would be totally better.
Not just Washington.
Well, yeah. I mean, but we could start there.
Yeah.
Well, he's local. We could actually start local.
L.A., Houston, Chicago, Miami.
Arizona.
Arizona.
Speaking of Arizona, there's a book signing today.
Warning. Do not let Mexico become Arizona. Just saying.
There is a book signing that I wanted to tell you about, and of course I can't find it at the moment.
Where's it happening?
But here it is. Terry Green Sterling, the Arizona author journalist, reads from and discusses Illegal, Life and Death in Arizona's Immigration War Zone at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamizo. There's a little piece about it on page 16 in the Pasatiempo today. This is a subject I think that everyone has an opinion about.
Did you know that the part of the U.S. code that that covers immigration status violation, the gravity of the offense of being in the United States as a quote-unquote illegal immigrant is exactly equivalent to the offense of speeding on a national highway, on an interstate highway. It is that, yes, it is that exact same level of gravity. It is not a felony. It is not a major crime. It is exactly like speeding.
I say we round up all the speeders and send them home. That's what we should do with the speeders.
Anyway, Hansel and Gretel.
Was that a little visit from your great uncle?
Oh, gosh. The Santa Fe Concert Association presents an hour-long rendition of Hansel und Gretel, the opera. At 7 p.m. on Friday, I believe, 2 p.m. on Saturday, or 7 p.m. on Saturday, and I believe there's another performance on Sunday at the Scottish Rite Center. There's also a performance at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe Public Library. If you call 984, it's the Santa Fe Public Library Southside Branch, and that's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. If you call 984-8759, you can find out more info on those performances.
Excellent.
What else? You know, I don't have a lot of art openings to talk about.
I don't know. We'll get to those in a second. Let me show you a little more from the Collected Works Bookstore. Sunday, the 9th of January, Jessica O'Dwyer is talking about her memoir called Mamalita. It's an adoption memoir, and that's at 2 in the afternoon. And then Monday, the 10th, as you said, James Keller. And then Wednesday, the 12th, Craig Barnes, Democracy at the Crossroads and the Evolution of Civilization. That's a lecture series. It's the first in a series of 7 lectures and conversations presented by Craig Barnes, host of the radio show Our Times, which is on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock right here on KSFR. And the conversations will draw from 4 books that if people want to become more part of it and check out those books, they have them at Collected Works Bookstore. And the lecture series runs through the 23rd of February. It's at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30 in the evening on Wednesdays.
Cool. Well, we talked about the Collected Works exhibit on Friday. Also on Friday, the Blue Rain Gallery over there on Lincoln Avenue is exhibiting new paintings by Tony Abeta. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Manitou Galleries is having its annual calendar art show. And there's a reception from 5 to 7:30 p.m. That show is up through the 21st of January. Marigold Arts, annual gallery artist group exhibit of watercolors, photographs, sculpture, jewelry, and tapestries. Reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And Peterson Cody Gallery over on West Palace Avenue is having a winter group show of paintings, and there's a reception tonight at 5 p.m.
Excellent.
Have you been to one of these TGIF organ recitals yet?
No.
I'm kind of falling in love with organ music. I'm not sure why. And this is the next step in my addiction, is watching Linda Rainey perform. And she is performing at 5:30 p.m. First Presbyterian Church at 208 Grant Avenue tonight. It's by donation. If you call 982-8544, extension 16. You can find out more info about that concert. And it's pretty much a series. It happens every Friday.
Excellent.
Yes. Gosh, what else is going on?
I'll tell you what else is going on. Temple Beth Shalom and the New Mexico Women's Foundation present an afternoon of world Jewish music from the five corners of the Jewish world. Hebrew, Yiddish, Russian, Ladino, and English. Robin Helsner live in concert this Sunday at 3 o'clock at Temple Beth Shalom.
That actually sounds like fun.
The tickets cost money. If you want more information, 982-1376, extension 109. You can buy your tickets in advance.
Cool. Here's a band you should check out. Jonathan Tyler and Northern Lights. I believe they're a Dallas band. Everybody loves them in Dallas, and they're going to be here so you can love them too. They're performing Monday.
We love to
At 9 p.m. at Corazon. And they're performing with this group, and I'm not sure if there's a pronunciation, but it's O/Z. And it's Mikey Baker, who's, you know, an
O-Z
owner of
Corazon. O-Z or Oz?
I know. I'm not
O/Z.
Sure.
O/Z?
O/Z.
O and or Z?
I don't know. I'm confused by the name, but I'm sure the music is going to be great. It's Andrew Prim, Peter Williams, Michael Baker. That's going to be good music. Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights is sort of southern rock. I think they toured with Skynyrd. So that's going to be a fun show on Monday. Skynyrd! What else is going on? Oh, on Saturday, for anyone out there who fancies themselves a screenwriter, Saturday, led by Rick Reichman, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Santa Fe Public Library Lafarge branch, is a screenwriting workshop. That's over there on Llano Street. If you call 955-4860, you can get more information on that. I haven't met, you know, unlike other film towns, I haven't met a lot of people in Santa Fe, you know, where everyone is writing a screenplay. It doesn't seem like that here.
It doesn't?
No. Do you know a lot of people that are in the midst of writing a screenplay?
I know of several, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Have you been asked to read any of them?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
That may be just as well.
Yeah.
I'm not an experienced screenplay reader.
Just don't. I mean, if it's a friend, don't do it.
Why?
Just because
but
it,
if
it
it's
can cause
good.
Problems. Well, so you have to take a chance on that.
Yeah.
And they're never good the first time.
Well, I did read one screenplay, and I had some critique, and they didn't agree. So what are you going to do?
Are you still friends?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that's good. Maybe I need a new set of friends. what else?
18 Days, the exhibition. It's a fine arts competition open to women artists living in New Mexico, working in any medium. And they are looking for submissions from emerging and established artists. And the works that are accepted will be on display at the Munoz Waxman Gallery at the CCA. And the deadline is this Sunday, the 9th of January. So for more information, you can go to entryinfo.18days@rocketmail.com.
Cool.
What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty cool. Hey, did you know that this Saturday would have been Elvis's 76th birthday?
Oh, man.
I know. I don't know what to
do. I miss him.
I miss him, too. I mean, my grandfather had the pleasure of serving with him in the military. And that was way before my time.
Yeah.
My friend's
dad taught history to him in Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah. He said he wasn't a stellar student.
I grew up listening to Elvis. Actually, my mom, when she moved back to Texas, gave me all of her old albums. One of them is an actual original 45 pressing of Blue Christmas.
Nice.
It's in terrible condition because my brother and I used to play Frisbee with it when we were kids.
Oh, dear.
So
does it still play?
No.
Oh, that's too bad because otherwise it might be your retirement.
I know. But it has a special place in my home.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
But if you're going to go out and you're going to celebrate Elvis's birthday, you should go check out Rhythm and 53rd, playing R&B and funk at the Cowgirl. There was another band scheduled to play, but they had to cancel for personal reasons. That starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday. That would be tomorrow. And there's a small cover for that. Earlier in the day, from 2 to 5 p.m., there's a Rail Yard Reunion Bluegrass Band playing, and there's no cover for that. Those things are always, I think, more fun when it's warm outside. And you
Bluegrass?
Can sit in the well, just at the Cowgirl in general, you know? But I've never been to one of these bluegrass things, so I can't say yay or nay on
If you love bluegrass is fun any time of the year.
Okay.
There's a great bluegrass song on one of Keller Williams' more recent albums called Take Me to the Tundra, because he's so tired of how hot it is.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a great
goodness.
Song.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, an evening of chanting and prayers with the Drepung Losaling monks. That is at the Tubton Norbu Ling Buddhist Center today at 6:30. That's at 1807 2nd Street, number 35, right across from Back Road Pizza. And these are the monks that we have on pretty much every year, and they always sit in the cafe and do that wonderful chanting. And they did the sand mandala over at Surrett and Sons. Then I wasn't there this year, but on New Year's Eve, they demolished it and just brushed it away and did a ceremony about it. It's great. Those guys are wonderful.
They are wonderful. There's one more thing. Oh, is on the 12th, on Wednesday at Corazon, is an indie rock duo, L1011, with local band As and We, who are awesome. And the doors open at 7:30 p.m. on the 12th. There's you can get tickets for in advance for most concerts at Corazon by going to CorazonSantaFe.com. I'm not going to tell you how much the tickets are, but you can go and find out for yourself.
Excellent. And I got a notice from a stand-up comedian named Brett Hiker, who said that there's a stand-up comedy show in Santa Fe tomorrow, January 8th, at 8 o'clock at the Assembly Hall at 1420 Cerrillos Road, which is the old Baptist church. And performers Sarah Kennedy, Joe Quesada, Eddie Tafoya, Brett Hiker, and A.J. Martinez are doing it as a benefit for various organizations that are feeding the hungry in New Mexico.
Hmm. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
There's an announcement that I wanted to make for...
I think that may be a sleeper.
I think
that... No, I don't know. But I think it may be something that if you end up going, you will be surprised at how much fun you had.
Well, they used to do stand-up at the El Paseo downtown, and then that kind of tapered off a little bit. I haven't heard much about that lately.
Yeah.
If it is happening, somebody write me, email me, I don't know, come by.
The Food Depot and Roadrunner in Albuquerque are the recipients of the benefit.
Oh, well, that's definitely a good cause.
Yes.
Call for entries for the 2007 New Mexico Music Awards. All right. You have until Friday, February 4th to get everything in. You can visit NewMexicoMusicAwards.com for a complete list of categories, rules, and entry forms. For information, you can call 505-345-4083. I love the New Mexico Music Awards. I think they're diverse enough that they sort of give a great cross-section of what's happening in New Mexico, everything from punk to industrial to country to you know, northern New Mexican music. If more people participated, I think that it could be a much better event, is all I'm going to say. So if you are a musician or if you are in a band, go to NewMexicoMusicAwards.com and see how you can enter, figure out the categories and the rules for yourselves, and there's entry forms available online.
Now, at the Screen, which is on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, also known as SWAD.
SWAD.
White Material, starring Claire Denis and by Claire Denis, starring Isabelle Huppert, is opening. And continuing on, Vision from the Life of Hildegard von Bingen and The Wildest Dream, Conquest of Everest, which we talked about on this program with Conrad Anker, who is the great mountaineer, or if you want to think of it, crazy guy who does things like climb Mount Everest, and he actually found the body of the guy who was first thought to summit Mount Everest. Yeah. Crazy. And then something called Four Lions, which is a British comedy from Christopher Morris. And anyway, lots of good stuff, so check out the Screen.
Yeah, there's not many programs, or there's not a lot of programming at Warehouse 21 right now, but there's a great play that's happening over the next three days. Warehouse 21 presents the Tony Award-winning homage to old musicals, The Drowsy Chaperone.
Nice.
That is, it's a group of teen and young adult actors and actresses who do a marvelous job and with every production that they do. And that's, I believe there's a 7 p.m. show on Saturday, on Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, there's a 2 p.m. matinee. And if you call 989-4423, you can find out more info on tickets and stuff.
At the Cinematheque at the CCA in Santa Fe, we have held over The Legend of Pale Male, which was one of my favorite movies. I love that film. And did you see it?
Or
did you hear about it? It was
that
movie about, the documentary about the red-tailed hawk who moves into... it makes a nest on the window of the fanciest, most super exclusive apartment building in New York City on Fifth Avenue facing Central Park, and everybody photographs him, and he has a mate, and they have lots of kids, and then the building tries to get rid of him, and it's a great drama.
Good. I really want to see it. I think we have a screener of it at the office.
You should take it home, see it, pass it on to your friends, but above all, go to the CCA and see it, because it's been being held over. And then a film, yes?
Summer Wars starts.
Summer Wars, yeah. That's an animated feature. Opens on Friday. What do you know about it?
Well, I watched it. I gave it a little chilly rating. I liked it all right. If you like Japanimation, you'll like this film. It's drawn really well. The story's a bit snoozy.
But it's animation, and we like animation. Okay, well...
It's like The Social Network in Japanimation, but with like a world-like takeover.
I'm so confused, I don't know what to do. Rob DeWalt has been with us here. Speaking of the arts, he's with us just about every Friday. He's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine, a very wonderful publication. I don't know how you guys crank this thing out every week. It's great. Lots of wonderful writers and all the listings that you will ever need. And they're part of the Santa Fe New Mexican. And let's see, you can stream this station at ksfr.org. You can podcast this show at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. You can friend me there. Then we can have all kinds of conversations. And my email address is if you want to write. And people have been writing and commenting on the shows. I've got some nice, interesting criticisms, all kinds of responses. So please feel free to write at radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to the wonderful Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz. Hey, have a great chilly weekend. Rob DeWalt.
You too. Keep your dogs inside. It's cold out there.
It is so cold. Adios.